apologize that this has happened and...
Thank you.
But they can move in, correct?
If a temporary CO has been issued, then it can be occupied. So we will attend to this first thing tomorrow morning if the applicants can contact the planning and zoning office.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next case. Oh, wait a minute. All right, we need a vote. Sorry.
To leave the record open?
To leave the record.
Motion would be to leave the record open until the next board meeting on September the 14th.
That's my motion, Madam Chair.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too, so vote 5-0. The application will remain open. Next case.
Next case is case number 12,462. Barbara J. Bainham, trustee, seeks a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure, which is sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Windswept Way within the Ocean Breezes subdivision. The 911 address is 39701 Windswept Way, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 535.00. Specifically, the applicant requests a 9.1-foot variance from the 30-foot yard setback for uncovered stairs. Staff notes an additional variance may be required for a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for an existing deck and staircase to the side. We'd also say that there's one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. And the letter of support is from the Ocean Breezes Community Association, raising no objections to the proposals. Thank you.
And I guess before we get started, Madam Chair, I'll just state again on the record that there was an error in the agenda for the call-in number for the public, so the board will be able to have the hearing this evening, but we'll have to leave the record open until the 14th of September, our next meeting, so that anyone who was attempting to call in that wished to speak will have an opportunity to do so. The audio for this hearing will be available on the board's website tomorrow, and any individual who wishes to listen to that can do so either through those means or contact the county at the board's office obtain ways to obtain audio. That said, I see Mr. Hutt at the dais, and I see these two folks. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Barbara Bainham, 39701 Windswept Way, Bethany Beach.
Thank you.
Delaware 19930.
Thank you. And sir, if you can just step up so we can catch you on the microphone.
My name is Wilfred Bussey. I am the husband of Barbara Bainham at the same address.
And both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This evening I am representing Barbara Bainham, the trustee of the Barbara J. Bainham Family Trust, the owner of the property at 39701 Windswept Way in the Ocean Breezes subdivision, which is located just off of Route 1, a little north of Bethany, the greater Bethany Beach area. As you just heard when they were sworn in, with me here tonight is Barbara Bainham as a trustee representing the trust, and also with her was her husband, Bill Bussey, and also available perhaps by phone is Andrew Smith, and he is the vice president of Winchester Construction Company, Inc., the builder of the home, and also Wayne Good, who is a principal with Good Architecture PC. He's also a fellow with the American Institute of Architects and was the designer of the home.
And Mr. Hutt, before we get too far into that, because you're mentioning there may be individuals calling in, Mr. Wayhouse, could you restate that phone number again, just in case anybody listening wanted to do so?
Sure. So the conference number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code is 570176. To repeat, the conference number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code to connect to the meeting is 570176.
If I could ask if the tax map could be put back up for a moment. Thank you, Ms. Lepore. And if you could zoom out just a little bit, if you would, please. Maybe a little more. Great. As you can see by looking at the screen, the property that is the subject of tonight's application, and I will warn you that if you think you're having deja vu from your last application, that's about what you're about to hear in this application as well. But the property that this property, as you can see, is an oceanfront tax parcel, and it is in the Ocean Breezes subdivision, which is the subdivision you can see. And I asked Ms. Lepore if she would zoom out a little bit so that you can see that obviously this is in that the piece of land that's situated between Route 1 and the Atlantic Ocean. If you were to scroll down just a little bit on the screen, you would see the intersection with Fred Hudson Road, which of course is the first light that you come to as you head south past the that's not it. Let's go down a little bit further. That's Fred Hudson Road. And so as you can see, this is a little north of Bethany Beach Town proper. As was mentioned, as Ms. Lepore had up on the screen a moment ago, exhibit notebooks were filed with the Planning and Zoning Office. We would ask that those be made a part of the record here to help clarify tonight's application. Within that exhibit notebook, tab one was simply a copy of the application for your ease of reference. And the second tab was simply a copy of the deed for the property, which of course shows that Ms. Bainham is the trustee of the trust that owns the property. The property itself is zoned MR, which as you know is the county's medium density residential district. In general, without some type of RPC overlay or something along those lines, or a cluster subdivision, the MR district lots are required by the Sussex County Code to be 10,000 square feet with a minimum width of 75 feet. The standard setbacks in the MR district for this lot are just as they were for the last application, 30 feet in the front, 10 feet on the sides, and as well as 10 feet in the rear. As you saw a moment ago, and this is a great screen to be on, Mr. Poore, thank you. This is an oceanfront lot. As you can see, the survey that is on the screen, Windswept Way is the front of the property, although of course I'm sure most of the people who live along here might think of the front of their home also as being what faces the ocean. This is tab three. What is on the screen right now is tab three in your exhibit notebook, which is a survey of the property. As you can see, one of the significant features of this property and any property that is in this area along the Atlantic Ocean is the Denrec building line. And so while the lot itself is almost 13,400 square feet, a little more than half of the lot is rendered unbuildable because of the Denrec building line. You will also see on the north side of the lot, which if we're looking at the screens right now, is up. On that north side of the lot, there is a wooden, for lack of a better term, boardwalk that goes along the side of the house and looks like a sidewalk, and in fact it is a sidewalk. It leads from the driveway of the home to a set of stairs that connects to the dune crossover for the Ocean Breezes community. So where it says rebar found in the upper left-hand corner, there is a dune crossover, a boardwalk dune crossover for the community that of course goes over the dune and towards the beach. Tonight's application is for a front yard variance of 5 feet. As you can see when you look at the survey, the front of the home is actually on the building setback line, the 30-foot line that was just mentioned, and the steps extend 9.1 feet into that. The front, as you know, the county allows a 5-foot encroachment, and that's why tonight's application is for a 4-foot, a variance of 4 feet. When the application was filed, that is the application that was filed. Somebody with good eyes in the Planning and Zoning Office looked at the configuration on the north side, which I just mentioned, the boardwalk that looks like a sidewalk on that survey that connects the driveway to that dune crossover, and thought that an additional variance may be needed there, as there is a structure that is steps that connects that sidewalk up to the dune crossover. And in a little bit, we will look at some pictures of that so you can see what that is for yourself. Before addressing the factors for granting a variance, I wanted to review a little of the history of the construction of this home. And what you will find is that this was a heavily scrutinized project from beginning to end, which, given the level of scrutiny that it underwent, you can imagine how much of a surprise it was to, just as the last applicant said, ask for the final certificate of occupancy. The inspector shows up and says, everything's fine, well, except for your front yard setback. And that inspector didn't make any note of the steps that lead up to that dune crossover. And just as in the last case, a temporary certificate of occupancy was granted. And my belief is that and it's an exhibit in the notebook, and we'll get there in a little bit, but that expires on August the 24th, the temporary certificate of occupancy. Going back in time a little bit to pick up sort of the history of this project, in October of 2015, a building permit was obtained for this home. Also in 2000, and that's actually tab 4 in the exhibit notebook that you guys have before you, and for those listening online, is now on the screens. Also in October of 2015, and you don't need to scroll down to the next exhibit or tab, but in 2015, that same month, the Bainhams also received, or Mrs. Bainham received, an approval of their coastal construction work from DENREC. Again, this is part of that extra scrutiny I was talking about. In addition to applying to Sussex County, a lot that is on the ocean has to also apply to DENREC and submit plans showing how they're going to comply with DENREC's requirements that the base flood elevations and other setbacks would be correct. After receiving permission from, or building permit from Sussex County, as well as approval from the DRNREC, and that approval is in, the DRNEC approval is in tab 7 in your exhibit notebook, and you can see that's actually as extensive, or maybe more extensive, as the building permit process that Sussex County has. After that happened, there were regulatory changes, not here at Sussex County, but other regulations changed regarding construction and building flood elevation, base flood elevation, and those types of matters. And the structure of the home was able to be changed a little bit. The footprint of the home stayed exactly the same, but other design elements of the home and structural elements, more specifically, were able to be changed. Because of that, the plans were resubmitted, and in September of 2016, what the county refers to as a renewed building permit was issued, and that's actually tab 5 in the exhibit notebook. And you will see that if we scroll down a little bit, you can see what's circled there is renewal permit. And if you were to compare the information on that, it is identical to the information that was at tab 4 for the 2015 building permit. And again, the footprint of the home did not change. Some of the building techniques were able to change because of a change in the regulations. In fact, a copy of the approved plans, and I put them in there. I know they're probably very small as they got reduced, but tab 6 in your exhibit notebooks is a copy of the building construction plans as they were stamped by the county, stamped and approved by the county. In addition to receiving the DENREC approval to construct this home on the lot, Ms. Bainham also received approval from DENREC to construct the access stairs connecting to the dune crossover on the north side of the property in March of 2019. And that DENREC approval is tab 8, and I don't think you need to scroll to that on this report. It's just a letter from DENREC approving those stairs, as well as some other landscaping type features as is required by DENREC. Thus, as you can see, for a residential home, there was quite a bit of scrutiny, both by the county and DENREC. In addition, Ocean Breezes is a a residential community with restrictive covenants, as you would imagine. Part of those restrictive covenants include an architectural review committee. So the architectural review committee for the Ocean Breezes community reviewed this application and ultimately approved it. And as was mentioned when the application was read into the record, the letter of support that is in the file and on record for this matter is from the Ocean Breeze Homeowner Association. The president signed it, indicating that what was built was, in fact, that they built what was planned and designed for the site, and that it meets their requirements and supports this application. And again, that's an important thing to note, that what is built there right now matches the plans that have been in existence since 2015 for this property. As I noted a moment ago, in May of this past year, they sought the final certificate of occupancy for the property, and the zoning officer at that time noted the front stairs encroachment into the front yard setback. A temporary certificate of occupancy was granted, and that is, if we're just going sequentially through the tabs, is tab 9 in your exhibit notebook. Pursuant to section 115-182 of the zoning code, there is an allowance for a 5-foot encroachment into the setback, which is again why the math works out that there's a 4-foot variance along the front being sought here tonight. It's often been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and if we move to tab 10, those are the pictures of what is being the variance that is being sought tonight, and probably best help to explain tonight's application. The first photograph in tab 10 is simply a view of the front of the home standing on Windswept Way and looking at it, and you can see the set of steps that is the subject of tonight's variance application. If you could scroll down a couple pictures, if somebody was looking at the online picture, they would go to page 121. It's about 7 pictures down. Right there, please. On this picture, you can see both the front of the home, and then to the left, you can see the sidewalk that goes off of the driveway, sort of parallel there to the dune crossover, which is the fenced structure that you can see on the left-hand side of the picture. If you go to the next picture, that is a picture of the wooden boardwalk along the ground, the sidewalk, a boardwalk, and then you can see the set of steps that connects that sidewalk to the community's dune crossover. So that is those are the pictures, again, I think that help better demonstrate exactly what is shown on that survey that was tab 3 in your exhibit notebooks. As the board is familiar with, and as has already been reviewed tonight a couple times, there are 5 factors for granting a variance. The first factor is the uniqueness of the property. And a part of the uniqueness of this property is, of course, that it is an oceanfront lot with a significant portion that is rendered unbuildable because of the Denrec building line. As mentioned, this lot does meet the minimum requirements for an MR lot in Sussex County, but the building envelope is less than half of what the building envelope would be on a standard MR lot if it was not located along the oceanfront. In addition, of course, there are base flood elevation requirements and Denrec elevation and setback requirements that dictate other aspects of this home. With respect to what you see on the screen right now, it is certainly a rare, unique lot that's immediately adjacent to and subject to an easement for a dune crossover. Those, of course, would only be on a lot that was situated along a beachfront. When you looked at the survey, you saw that the lot is actually subject to a community-wide easement for the location and placement of that boardwalk dune crossover structure. The second factor is that it cannot otherwise be, the property cannot otherwise be developed, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The variance is certainly necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and that necessity arises because of the additional requirements on the lot based on its proximity to the ocean and the additional requirements that come with being in that close proximity in that location. And due to the reduced building envelope on the site, the property could not otherwise be developed. As you saw when you looked at the survey, the property, the footprint of the home does, it's right to the ocean side, the eastern side of that property line. The third factor is that the situation was not created by the applicant. And of course, this is one of those unfortunate circumstances where there was a whole lot of eyes looking at this from beginning to end, both at the county, DENREC, the HOA, our client, and no one saw this issue until the certificate of occupancy was sought. As noted, the location of the home, certainly you could say it was selected by the applicant, but the location of the home is actually dictated not by the applicant in this case, but by the DENREC building line, as they can't put anything east. They can't push the house any further east to pick up 4 feet to try and to accommodate that. The fourth factor is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This variance would certainly not alter the character of the neighborhood, and that's best demonstrated by the letter that was submitted by the president of the HOA, indicating that their support and that what was built, that it meets the community's requirements, and that what was built is actually what, you know, was presented to the HOA and approved by the HOA. The fifth factor is that it's the minimum variance that would afford relief. As this is an as-built condition, it is the minimum variance that would afford relief. In addition, this is the minimum variance that would allow a set of stairs to adequately assert, both obviously enter the property and then enter onto this crossover that you see on the screens. Certainly there are building code requirements for riser heights and such, and so to get to the right level, this is the minimum variance that would allow compliance with those building code requirements to access the home and then to access that the dune crossover that you see on the screens. At this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Bainham if she would confirm that what was presented in the application this evening by myself was true and correct. So I believe you're going to want, if Ms. Bainham could come forward at this time.
Yes, everything you said is correct as far as I know.
Right, you could probably sit back down then if you want. That concludes my presentation myself, Ms. Bainham and Mr. Bussey, as well as perhaps the builder and the architect, if they were able to get contact connected by phone, are available for any questions that members of the board may have.
Any questions from members of the board?
Yeah, I have one question. On a building permit, it might be for you, Jamie, there's no front setback, side setback, or rear setback on the application at all. All they got is a height. So how would they know what their setbacks are if you didn't put it on a permit? In both the renewal and the first permit, there's no setbacks on that at all.
I certainly agree that that is a sort of a novel feature of the building permits, that as they were issued, there is a maximum building height shown, but all you see is the slash marks for.
Yeah, so how would a builder know? I mean, yeah, I know DENREC's got into it, but with that, the setbacks.
If I can assist, Mr. Okay. Portman. So this building permit was issued in October of 2015. So it is common practice with recently issued building permits that they are entered into our computer system.
Okay.
And when the permit is printed or any copies are printed thereafter, that they are automatically reprinted. They may have been written on, but I have no evidence to say that they were. This copy shows that they're blank, so.
Yeah, this, and the renewal shows blank.
Yep. It's, but I can't say because of the year, it may be that it was done in ink at that time. But that would not be done today.
So pardon?
A modern building permit issued in the last 2 years would have them computer-generated and they would be populated.
In part, yeah. The last one we just had was in that.
I know that doesn't answer your question, but it might.
Yes.
Okay, but to emphasize the point, we don't have a document that says 30 feet.
No, but the builder, who is a construction company, should make themselves aware of the building ordinances in the county.
Understood. And also, you know, the fair point that you both have made, the law presumes that an individual knows the code regardless of whether it's listed on the permit or not. So
we're glad that we're putting in numbers moving forward.
That, I think that's very helpful.
Thank you.
How long have they owned this property?
The deed that is at tab 2 would indicate that it was conveyed to the trust in July of 2014.
And the trust was dated 2010. Okay. So how is it not created by the applicant?
The size of the lot is what I'm saying is not created by the applicant. The fact that they can build on less than half of the buildable area of the lot is part of the uniqueness of the lot, not something that, but certainly the construction of the home is something that they constructed.
And did you also say that the county did not pick it up until after the house was completed?
Correct. I believe if the county is looking for gold stars, I believe Mr. Whaley was the building inspector who, when he was at the property, observed that the front steps he felt encroached into the front yard setback. And then you can see from the as-built survey, that was tab 3 in your exhibit notebook, you can actually see that that was correct.
So we can't check that either, right, tonight?
Not in real time, but we can make that document available for the continuation of the hearings.
And before I forget, I'd written myself a note and I had forgotten even till now this question and answer time. If, just as was done in the past application, if the temporary certificate of occupancy could be extended beyond August 24th, because of course this right. matter won't come back up to the board until after that has already
September
expired.
September 14th, yes. Take care of that first thing in the morning. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First off, do we know how far, because looking from the survey, it looked like there was a gap between the edge of paving of Windswept Way and the front property line. Do we know how far that is, Mr. Hutt?
I do not have a survey that shows that dimension.
Safe to say there is a gap of at least some distance there appear?
It looks very similar to the 10-foot. If I was going to compare on the survey, I think you can see where the front edge of the driveway is in looking at the survey. And it does look, again, this is eyeball scaling, which is certainly not very accurate, but it looks like it's about 10 feet, as you can see where their driveway is, and then the edge of Windswept Way is at the bottom of the survey.
And perhaps this is a better question for your client. Do we know if there's much traffic on this road? Does this pose any visibility or traffic concerns?
I will ask if Mr. Bussey wants to come up, or Ms. Bainham, either one. While they're coming up, I would note if Ms. Lepore could scroll back out or zoom back out a little bit. As you can see, the street Windswept Way ends, I think, three lots down from this. And so there is not a lot of, this is not a, I'm going to speak for my clients and then let them confirm this, but this is not a heavily trafficked area. There's a limited number of homes in the Ocean Breezes subdivision. And so I don't live there, so we'll get the firsthand experience from those who do.
Well, there's 23 homes, I think, in the neighborhood, and part of them are on a circle that's not on Windswept Way. So there's very few cars going by.
Have you had any complaints about the structure from any of your neighbors or anyone in the neighborhood about this?
No.
There's a crossover that's also part of this application, and from looking at the picture, or the pictures that you've provided, it appears that what we need is a side yard variance for the steps to be able to access that boardwalk. Is that correct? That we're looking for, Mr. Hutt?
Yes.
All right. From those pictures, I just want to make sure I understand this right. That boardwalk is elevated and would provide you access to the ocean that perhaps you would not otherwise have due to dune restrictions. If you could just speak up so we can catch you on the mic.
We could walk around. It's a cut through, basically. I mean, we could walk around.
We could go to the street and then enter it.
But you wouldn't be able to access the rear, where the dunes are. Are you restricted to be able to walk on that due to DENREC restrictions?
Oh.
Right. We can't walk on the dunes, but we can. We do have, as other neighbors do, have access to the boardwalk by constructing that.
Correct. I guess my point is you need that access there to be able to access, in many respects, the rear part of your lot. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have to have any, did you obtain any specific approval from an HOA or whoever has the ownership of that boardwalk? Did you have to get approval for that?
My assumption was that we could construct that stairway joining the existing boardwalk, as many of the other neighbors have, whose houses are joined, also are joined the boardwalk.
Yeah, but I think, architectural design committee?
The letter, I'm sorry.
Review that, I thought. I think that was one thing they reviewed, right, and approved.
The letter of support, number two on the letter of support from the president of the HOA, indicates that on the north side of the house, our ground-level wooded walkway and small wooden stair platform providing access to the community beach access walkway. And it says both of these items, number one and number two, were reviewed and approved by the Ocean Breezes community.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, the only other question I have, I think, is for Mr. Whitehouse. Is the variance that we need for that deck and steps on the side, is that 2 feet or is it the full 5? Because it looks like it's on the property line.
So when I looked at it, I initially thought from the drawing it was 2 feet, but when you look at the photographs, it appears to be on the line. So my view based on the photographs is the full 5.
Yeah, and when I look at the drawing, the survey that's from Axiom Engineering, it does appear that it's on the property line, and that easement area would appear to be off your property line. Is that correct?
That's correct. The community has its walkway, and then it looks like 3 feet of an easement, I would presume, probably for maintenance of that walkway on their property. And so because I don't believe that that had been questioned at the time, I don't think that's why there's not a specific dimension for that set of stairs, but it certainly looks like, again, it's greater than 3 feet, but certainly not 10 feet, and it looks like it'd be probably a little less than 5 feet.
Yeah, it's just kind of difficult to tell exactly if it's on the property line or if it's off. So my suggestion would be to clear it up, would be to say that we do the full 5 to make that clear. Is that safe to say, Mr. Whitehouse? Okay, all right. So we'll make sure that's part of the record as well. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
I have one for the applicants real quick, Madam Chair.
Yes, go.
For the applicants.
Ms. Bainham, could you come back up? There's another question.
On those side steps,
that you have going up to the, would you say that's the safest way for you to access the, up, going up and going up to the beach? Would that be the safest way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, neither one is, I wouldn't think it was unsafe. It's the shortest way.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything?
That concludes our presentation.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator?
Is there anyone on the call that would like to speak in favor or in opposition of this application? Please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we table. Leave open. There we go. Leave open case 12462 for Ms. Bainham until the September 14th. Hearing.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the application is, public hearing is left open until September 14th.